This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 23 April 2008. Israeli occupation forces continue systemic attacks against Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Here's a summary. 15 Palestinians were killed by the Israeli military in the Gaza Strip in the West Bank this past week, and 12 of the civilians were killed by the Israeli military in the Gaza Strip alone. 13 of the civilians were extrajudicially assassinated by the Israeli military, and 2 Palestinian children died from previous wounds in the Gaza Strip. 36 Palestinians, mostly civilians, including 4 children and a journalist, were wounded by the Israeli military, and the Israeli occupation forces conducted 39 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and 3 into the Gaza Strip. Israeli military arrested 72 Palestinian civilians, including 13 children and a girl and an author in the West Bank, and held and arrested 23 others in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military also razed 33 dunams of agricultural land in the southern Gaza Strip and raided a mosque in Hebron. The Israeli military continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine, and the fuel crisis in the Gaza Strip has escalated to the point of complete darkness for the Palestinian civilians living in the Gaza Strip. 5 Palestinian civilians were arrested by the Israeli military at checkpoints throughout the West Bank, and the Israeli military have continued settlement activities in the West Bank, while Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property. The Israeli government have invited bids for the construction of 100 new housing units in Ariel and Elkanah settlements in the northern West Bank, contravening international law. Israeli violations of international law and humanitarian law seriously escalated in the occupied Palestine territories, especially in the Gaza Strip, for this reporting period. During that period, the Israeli military have killed 15 Palestinians and wounded 32 others, including 4 children and a journalist, in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. 2 children also died from previous wounds in the Gaza Strip. In the Gaza Strip, the Israeli military killed 12 Palestinians and wounded 21 others, including a child. On April 19, 2008, the Israeli military killed 6 Palestinians, including a civilian, and wounded 9 others, including 4 civilians, in separate attacks throughout the Gaza Strip. On 20 April 2008, the Israeli military killed an activist of the Palestinian resistance and wounded 3 others in the east of the Gaza City. On the same day, the Israeli military carried out an extrajudicial assassination attempt in Rafah. The targeted person survived the attack, but a civilian was killed and 3 others were wounded. In the West Bank, the Israeli military killed 3 Palestinians and wounded 11 others, including 3 children and a journalist. And on 17 April 2008, the Israeli military extrajudicially assassinated 2 activists of the Al-Quds Brigades in Kalkilia village, southwest of Jenin. The Israeli military also killed a civilian activist in the Palestinian resistance in the Balata refugee camp east of Nablus. 4 Palestinian civilians, including a journalist and a child, were wounded. During the reporting period, the Israeli military conducted over 39 incursions into the Palestinian communities of the West Bank and arrested 72 Palestinians, mostly civilians. The continued Israeli ban on fuel supplies in the Gaza Strip required for civilian life has led to a paralyzing of up to 50% of the educational sector for half the students in the Gaza Strip. In addition, educational sector employees have been unable to reach their work. Furthermore, the transportation sector has nearly stopped functioning throughout the Gaza Strip. As a result, all basic functions of civilian life have come to a near standstill, including drinking water delivery, sewage water disposal, garbage collection. In addition, healthcare facilities registered a 25% drop in patients due to the transportation crisis. The closure of the border crossing deprives Palestinian civilians in the Gaza Strip their right to freedom of movement, education, and health, and the Israeli military have continued to impose severe restrictions on fishing off the Gaza Strip. Fishermen have been subjected to intensive monitoring by the Israeli military and have been fired upon by helicopter gunships and gunboats. For more information and detail on the specific Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine, you can go to pchrgaza.org. homepage.